Hey everyone, it's your girl Madison Lane, back with another dose of stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy beautiful thing we call life. Today, we're diving deep into something super powerful, understanding your strengths and embracing those unique gifts you bring to the table. Ever feel like you're just trying to keep up, running on a hamster wheel, never quite reaching your full potential? You know that feeling when you compare yourself to others, and suddenly you question everything about yourself. Well, let me tell you, that's a recipe for disaster. Stoicism isn't about being emotionless robots, it's about understanding ourselves deeply, recognizing our strengths, and using them to build resilience and find true balance. We're all born with unique talents, passions, and perspectives. It's like we each come with this incredible toolbox filled with amazing tools, but sometimes we just forget what's inside. So today, let's unlock those treasures together and figure out how to use them to create a life that truly resonates with who we are. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey. 1. Stop comparing yourself to others. This is huge, folks. Seriously, stop it. Comparison is the thief of joy. It's like trying to fit yourself into someone else's shoe. It just doesn't work. Everyone has their own path, their own rhythm, their own unique set of skills and experiences. Focus on your journey, not theirs. 2. Identify your values. What truly matters to you? Is it creativity, helping others, knowledge, adventure? Understanding your core values acts like a compass, guiding your decisions and actions. When you live in alignment with your values, you feel a sense of purpose and fulfillment that nothing else can match. Think about what makes your heart sing, what lights you up, and then let those values shape your choices. 2. Recognize your strengths. We all have them. Maybe you're a natural problem solver, a gifted communicator, or a creative genius. Don't underestimate the power of your talents. Identify what you're naturally good at, and then find ways to develop and utilize those strengths. Remember, playing to your strengths is like having a superpower. It allows you to excel and achieve things you never thought possible. 4. Embrace your weaknesses. Okay, hear me out. I'm not saying you have to love your weaknesses, but understanding them is key. We all have areas where we need to grow. Instead of shying away from them, see them as opportunities for learning and development. Think of it like this. A sculptor doesn't just focus on the beautiful parts of the marble, they work on the imperfections too, shaping them into something truly magnificent. 5. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Everyone makes mistakes, faces challenges, and experiences setbacks. The key is not to beat yourself up, but to learn from those experiences and keep moving forward. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend. Think about that time when you felt truly proud of yourself. Maybe you nailed a big presentation at work or finally finished that project you'd been putting off for ages. You probably remember feeling a sense of accomplishment, confidence, and even joy. That's the power of recognizing your strengths and using them effectively. So how do we put all this into practice? Start by taking some time for self-reflection. Ask yourself, what am I really good at? What makes me feel energized and fulfilled? What values are most important to me? Journaling can be a great tool for exploring these questions. Once you have a clearer understanding of your strengths and values, start making conscious choices that align with them. Seek out opportunities to use your talents, pursue your passions, and live a life that feels authentic and meaningful. Remember, embracing your strengths is not about bragging or being better than anyone else. It's about honoring the unique gifts you bring to the world and using them to create a positive impact. You have so much to offer. I want to hear from you. What are some of your biggest strengths? What steps are you taking to embrace them and live a more fulfilling life? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's continue this conversation together. Until next time, keep building that stoic core, stay strong, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.